This is Brendan's Story Number 3, a Bandom fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Fictional Aspect, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R and contains the pairing Ryan Ross, Spencer Smith, Brendan Urie, John Walker, with additional tags for loss of virginity, humor, recreational drug use, GSF, snippet.
"So here's the thing," Brendan says, licking his lips nervously. God, John is like right there, and he's got a little smile on his face, and he's leaning in, and as much as Brendan can't believe this is finally happening, he also can't seem to stop talking.
"Huh?" Ryan says, raising his head a little to look at Brendan. He's sprawled back on the bed, shoulders up against the pillows. Spencer's got his head pillowed on Ryan's stomach, and theoretically, it's so that Ryan can play with Spencer's hair. Spencer is kind of a whore for Ryan's fingers, as much as he denies it. In actuality, Brendan suspects that Spencer's really just nuzzling into Ryan's crotch, which is one of the many factors that sort of predicated this whole sudden, "Hey guys, let's get it all over with and just all fuck. What do you say?"
"I'm a virgin," Brendan blurts out.
The words arrive all smushed together. John quirks an eyebrow at him.
Seriously, he's so close. And okay, now he's leaning in, and maybe it doesn't matter that Brendan's a virgin for makeout times.
That's cool. Brendan can roll with that.
"You are not," Spencer says.
"Mm-hmm," Brendan replies, because he's kissing John Walker, and that's more important than talking. Brendan's never kissed anyone with a beard before. It's kind of awesome. It adds this whole other sensory experience to the process. John's face is all soft and a little scratchy, and he's cupping Brendan's jaw. And Brendan sighs and opens for him a little more, just a little.
"You aren't a virgin, like, 16 times over," Ryan says, unwilling to let it go. "Come on, Brendan. There was Audrey and blank and blank and..."
Brendan sighs a little against John's mouth. He pulls away reluctantly.
Yeah, Brendan says. "About that.
Are you trying to tell us that you never actually had sex with any of the girls you've dated?"
Spencer mumbles. He's nosing at Ryan's stomach in a lazy sort of fashion, like it's there and he's there, but he hasn't quite decided if he wants to put the effort in yet. It's possible they shouldn't have smoked 3 joints before they started this. Brendan's starting to suspect they've gone right past "take the edge off" to "I can't feel my face."
"Maybe," Brendan says.
"Damn it," Ryan sighs, pushing Spencer off his crotch.
"I was seriously looking forward to a blowjob, too."
"What?" Brendan says, because he's not quite sure he's following.
"I didn't mean... I just meant, you know, so you don't, break me."
Ryan shakes his head.
"You've never had sex," he says, looking at Brendan with an expression that mixtures wonderment and frustration.
"We can't all just, we need to, like, woo you and shit."
"I'm wooed," Brendan mumbles. John's kissing him again. These long, slow kisses that make Brendan's stomach drop out and flip a little. "So wooed. John's doing an awesome job at wooing me."
"I bring him coffee in the morning,"
Spencer mutters.
"Does that count?"
"No,"
Ryan says.
"Does this count?"
John mumbles, and reaches down to trail the tips of his fingers over Brendan's crotch. Brendan gasps and arches up into the touch. He thinks he maybe should have explained that he's only a
technical virgin and not some blushing bride like Ryan seems to think. It's not like he's never had his dick sucked. He's just never gotten around to the actual, you know, penetration part. He's not sure why Ryan is making such a big deal out of this. "Do I need to get the spray bottle?" Ryan snaps, tugging on John's arm ineffectually. "Guys! John, stop it! You're going to ruin his virtue!"
"Isn't that the point?"
John says, lifting his head and staring at Ryan in confusion.
"No," Ryan says. "The point is that we all get to ruin it together. You don't get to cheat."
"I seriously don't have that much virtue," Brendan points out. John's hand is completely motionless on his dick, but it's there. It's all warm and a little sweaty, and Brendan can feel the pressure through his jeans. He shifts his hips, pushing up into John's hand. And John looks over and winks at him, squeezing hard. Brendan bites his lip to hold back his moan. Ryan's still talking. Maybe if they get him distracted and riled up enough, he'll continue rambling, and he won't notice a furtive hand job. The end.